Chapter 16, The Map. Solid Snake found himself facing three doors. At first, he decided on the left-hand room, but as he approached it, all his instincts triggered a warning. Don't go in there. He changed his mind for the right-hand door instead, and keycard 7 opened it. Holly expected to find a small room, but instead the door opened onto a vast, well-lit area with locked doors running along the sides of the four walls. Suddenly, from his transceiver came Jennifer's voice.
Be careful not to kill him. He's my brother. If anything happens to my brother, I can't help you anymore.
Her brother? Jennifer had a brother here in Outer Heaven? Why was she mentioning it now? The room seemed empty. Holly turned to the first locked door on his left. Using keycard 7, Solid Snake opened the door. Three Snake Men prisoners were inside in a tiny room. The man in the middle was sitting bound but not gagged. That man was Bob O'Reilly, Eagle Man, Justin Hawley's best friend in the Snake Men squad. When he saw his friend, Solid Snake broke into a wide grin and started toward him, but Eagle Man cried out to him in an agonized voice,
No, Snake, don't take another step toward me. I've been booby-trapped, rigged up to plastic explosives. I don't know where the detonator is. We'll all be blown sky high if you lay a finger on me. Listen to me, Justin. I am Jennifer's brother. My life is not important. Only the destruction of Metal Gear is important. You're very close now. How many key cards do you have?
7,
answered Holly.
Good. There are 8 key cards, so you need only one more. Metal Gear is hidden in the basement of this building, and Dr. Petrovich is a prisoner there. It's very near to completion, and when it's complete, it will detonate a series of catastrophic explosions all over the free world. You must get a hold of keycard 8. It's the only card that will unlock the basement location. Every second is precious. Go! Go now!
Bob, I can't leave you here like this, Solid Snake protested.
You don't have a choice, Justin,
replied Eagle Man softly.
You'd better hurry.
There was nothing for Solid Snake to do but obey, to leave Jennifer's brother, his best friend, tied up and booby-trapped. Justin left the room, but he didn't get far. The vital minutes were counting down, but Holly could not leave Eagle Man and the other two Snake Men to die. It was an impossible decision for him to make. He turned back. As Holly came back into the room, he realized that already Katafi's evil was at work. He smelled poison gas. The Snake Men were going to die. Putting his gas mask on, Solid Snake ran into the room and freed the two Snake Men on either side of Eagle Man, dragging them out. They were barely breathing, but still alive. Now for Eagle Man, but how to get him out of the poison gas when he was booby-trapped with explosives? In the doorway, Solid Snake watched in horror as Jennifer's brother's eyes shut and his head fell forward on his chest. The poison gas was beginning to work. The weight of Eagle Man's sagging body pulled his chair over with him. Instinctively, Captain Hawley braced himself against the imminent explosion of the booby trap. But there was no explosion. As Eagle Man had slumped forward, his fall had pulled a wire loose from the trap. The chair had disconnected the detonator. Instantly, Solid Snake seized Eagle Man and half-dragged, half-carried his friend out of the gas-filled room. He tried CPR, breathing fresh air down into Eagle Man's lungs, but his friend didn't respond. It looked as though Eagle Man were dead. But Holly wouldn't give up hope. Remembering the little bottle of antidote, he poured some of the liquid down his friend's throat, and in less than a minute, he heard the choking and gagging that told him that Eagle Man was alive. In jubilation, Solid Snake pounded Jennifer's brother happily on the back. Then he made a discovery. Pinned to the back of Eagle Man's uniform in a mocking gesture of Colonel Katafi's was Key Card 8. The last card, the one that Katafi had never expected anybody to find. He had thought it would be destroyed when the booby trap exploded. Hawley now had the final keycard to Metal Gear. Although he had all 8 keycards and the clue from Eagle Man that Metal Gear was in the basement, Hawley still didn't know exactly where to find Metal Gear. He only knew that the basement would be the most heavily guarded place in all of Outer Heaven. And first, he would have to find the stairs that led to the basement. None of the elevators were programmed to go there. If only he had more time. Justin Hawley was slowed down by the equipment he was carrying, but he was afraid to leave any of it behind. Not knowing what he'd be up against, he didn't know which weapons would be most effective. Did he really need all 8 of his key cards? Eagle Man said that the 8th one was the key to the Metal Gear. Maybe he ought to think of leaving the other 7 behind so that he wouldn't have to waste even a moment looking for keycard 8. Looking to separate keycard 8 out from the rest, Solid Snake shuffled through the keycards in his hand, and as he did so, he noticed something for the first time. Something most unusual. On the backs of the keycards were printed different pieces of the same puzzle. Like a design. It actually was a puzzle, and when Hawley had laid the cards out together in a certain way, he saw the design for the first time. It was the same insignia that was all over the compound, painted on the sides of the trucks, the badge on the enemy uniform that Solid Snake himself was wearing, a grinning, fanged reptile entwined around a twisted, broken tree. The insignia in itself didn't surprise Justin Hawley, but there was something more. With the key cards all laid out, he noticed for the first time that the design actually incorporated a map of Outer Heaven. There, in the coils of Solid Snake, were in the different buildings and levels he'd gone through. He could make out the heat panels and the underwater tunnel in the desert with the trained killer scorpions. And there, in the center of Solid Snake's eye, was a very small star. Solid Snake knew at once that the star represented the weapon. Metal Gear. The rest of the map showed him exactly where in the basement to find it, and where the stairs must be leading to the basement. Committing the map to memory, Hawley went in search of the stairway. According to the map, the stairway ought to be very near one of the pillars that held up the ceiling of the first level. Swiftly, Hawley made his way to the pillar, but saw nothing. No sign of any stairway around it. Yet Solid Snake was certain that he was in the right place. A sudden burst of gunfire chattered angrily past his head. Captain Hawley dove for cover. There wasn't any cover, only the presence of the pillar which he hugged with his body. It wasn't much protection, but it was all there was. The situation looked hopeless. He was right there out in the open in the middle of a firefight, and he couldn't even see the terrorists. They were protected, shooting at him from their hiding places. All he could do was stay close to the pillar. What? Solid Snake touched something. It felt like a lock, down low in the base of the pillar. A lock, that was it. The stairway wasn't near the pillar, it was inside the pillar. Keycard 8. He had only seconds to find it. Why hadn't he thrown the other keycards away? At last, keycard 8 was in Holly's hand. Fitting it into the slot, Hawley looked up to see 4 guards breaking cover, racing at him with assault rifles. There wasn't a second to spare. Would keycard 8 do the trick? A click. The side of the pillar opened like a narrow door. Solid Snake, grabbing up his gear, threw himself headlong into the opening and slammed the door behind him. He found himself falling into total darkness.